And we thank the Lord always give us another opportunity.
我们感谢主又给我们一次的机会。
If we have lost our New Year resolutions, we always have another opportunity again.
好，如果我们已经忘记了我们新年的志愿的话，那我们现在还有一次机会。
And that's our special blessing.
这是我们特别的一个祝福。
Actually, may the Lord give us a new beginning every week.
那事实上，愿主每一个星期都给我们一个新的开始。
Every Sunday is the first day of the week.
每一个主日都是一周的第一天。
Then every Sunday should be a new beginning of a new week.
那每一个主日也都成为一个新的星期的新的开始。
May the Lord revive our spirit every first day of the week.
愿主在每一个星期的第一天能够来复兴我们的灵。
And that revival started with the gathering before Lord's table.
那这个复兴就开始于我们能够在主的桌前相聚。
We thank the Lord that 2 weeks ago, a brother talked about the differences between natural man and the spiritual man.
我们感谢神，在两周之前，弟兄为我们分享到那个属灵的人和自然人之间的区别。
And this morning, we'd like to go one step further to fellowship on how do we change from a natural man to a spiritual man.
那早上我们愿继续这个话题来分享如何能够从一个自然的人变成一个属灵的人。
And the key is the song.
那关键就是我们刚唱的这首诗歌。
He lives.
他活，主活。
If Jesus lives in our heart, then we become a spiritual person.
如果主耶稣活在我们的心里，那我们就成为一个属灵的人。
And that is the key for being a spiritual person.
那这就是能够做一个属灵人的关键。
But how do we actually make that transition from the natural man to the spiritual man?
但我们如何能够从一个天然的人改变成一个属灵的人呢？
It is by the power of his resurrection.
那就是借着他复活的大能。
Let's read the words, Romans chapter 1, verse 4.
那让我们来读罗马书第一章第四节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 4.
罗马书一章四节。
Who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
It's so wonderful that Jesus was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead.
这是何等的奇妙，因耶稣从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Let's read another verse in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
我们再来读一处圣经，腓立比书三章十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
腓立比书三章十节。
That I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
Will transform us from a natural man into a spiritual man.
能够让我们改变，从一个自然的人成为一个属灵的人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so thankful that you are always near us.
父，我们何等的感恩，因为你总是在我们身边。
In fact, you live in our heart today.
事实上，今天你就活在我们心里。
We pray that this morning that you bring all of us into this reality.
我们祷告愿早上你带我们众人进入到这个实际的当中。
Christ in us and we are in Christ.
基督在我们里面，我们也在基督里面。
So this morning we can hear your voice.
所以早上愿我们能够听到你的声音。
We can see your hands around us.
也看到你的手在我们周围。
We thank you for giving us this precious time.
我们感谢你给我们这样宝贵的时间。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
我们把自己交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In resurrection, Christ is declared the pioneer of a new creation.
那因从死里复活，耶稣他就成为了新造人的先锋。
When Apostle Paul discussed the gospel in 1 Corinthians 5, chapter 15,
当使徒保罗在哥林多前书十五章那里讲到福音的时候
，He described the gospel as the gospel of the resurrection.
那他讲到这个福音，就特别讲到它是复活的福音。
In other words, to understand the gospel is to understand the meaning of resurrection.
那换句话说，就是让我们明白福音，就要让我们能够来明白重生的意义。
We know that great statements said, if any man in Christ, there is a new creation.
我们都熟悉这句话，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
We are in Christ today.
我们今天都在基督里。
We are in the risen Christ today.
我们今天是在这复活的基督里。
This brings us to the particular significance of the two Corinthians letters.
那这就让我们看到这两本哥林多书的这个重要性。
First Corinthians describe the first type of man.
那哥林多前书就讲到了第一种的人。
The carnal man.
就是属肉体的人。
And the carnal man may be positionally in Christ.
那属肉体的人从地位上讲也许是在基督里的。
But conditionally, they do not live according to that position.
然而从光景上来看，他们却没有能够活出一个生命与他们的地位相符。
They are a contradiction to the resurrection.
他们与复活的光景是完全相悖。
Unable to understand the things of the Spirit.
他们没有办法明白属灵的事。
Therefore, they judge others according to the flesh and not the Spirit.
所以他们看待别人是从别人的肉体而不是从灵来看。
They appraise the servant of the Lord by the strength of their soul and not the strength of their spirit.
所以当他们来评价神的仆人的时候，是看重他们魂的能力，而不是灵的能力。
Bring us to the second type of man described in the second Corinthians.
那这就让我们来到在哥林多后书当中讲到的第二种人。
The spiritual man.
就是那属灵的人。
The spiritual man is a man after the spirit.
属灵的人是顺从圣灵的。
He is not self-centered. He is Christ-centered.
他不是以自我为中心，而是以基督为中心。
This matter of natural man and spiritual man is not only the center of 2 Corinthians, it is the center of Christianity.
那这个属灵人就不仅只是哥林多两本书信的中心，而是整个基督教的中心。
The only way to convert from a carnal man into a spiritual man is through the power of his resurrection.
而我们唯有借着主复活的大能，才能从一个天然，从一个属肉体的人转变成为一个属灵的人。
If Christianity is not what it was in the first century,
如果今天基督教与第一世纪时大相径庭，
it can be traced to failure to recognize the change required from the carnal man to the spiritual man.
这就可以归咎为我们没有能够认识到如何从属肉体的人转变成为属灵的人。
Apostle Paul was not the first person to talk about this.
使徒保罗并不是第一个来谈论此事的人。
Our Lord Jesus was the first person to talk about this.
我们的主耶稣是第一个来谈论此事。
Jesus continued to say there will be a day.
主耶稣常常说到到那日。
There will be an hour.
到那时。
In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
主耶稣讲到到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Jesus clearly and emphatically indicate what the change would be on that day.
那主耶稣就清晰并且着重地讲到在那一日所要发生的改变。
When he talked to the Samaria woman,
当他向撒玛利亚妇人讲话的时
候 about an hour is coming.
他说时候将到，如今就是了。
And now is when the true worshipper will worship the fathers in spirit and truth.
那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
An hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
This marks a tremendous transition and change.
这就标记了那一个伟大的改变。
The hour which has come is the day of the Spirit.
就是时候将到，那时就是那圣灵的日子。
When the hour comes, whoever believes in him shall not perish.
时候将到，一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
I have eternal life.
借着那永远的生命。
It is no longer about Jew or Greek.
不关乎犹太人、希腊人。
Circumcised or uncircumcised.
受割礼的、不受割礼的。
Slave or free man.
自由的、为奴的。
It is whoever who believes in him.
是那一切信他的。
It's no longer about Jerusalem or Samaria.
也不关乎于在耶路撒冷或在撒玛利亚。
It is where two or three gather together under his name.
而是无论在哪里，有两三个人奉主的名聚会。
And he will be there in their midst.
那里他就在他们中间。
That's the day.
那就是那日。
It's not about Samaria or Jerusalem.
不关乎于撒玛利亚或者是耶路撒冷。
It's not about Jew or Greek.
也不是说犹太人或希腊人。
The hour and the change came from the resurrection of Christ.
那时候，那改变来自于复活的主。
The bondage resting upon the carnal man is removed by resurrection.
借着主耶稣的复活，那在我们肉体上的束缚已经除掉。
The darkened heart has been enlightened.
我们心中的黑暗也被点亮。
God who said that light shine out of darkness has shined into our hearts.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里。
The veil has been taken away.
幔子也已被除掉。
The last Adam, the life-giving spirit has given birth to a new creation.
那末后的亚当，那叫人活的灵已经生出了一个新造的人。
This represents the overthrow the entire regime and make way for entirely new one.
那这就代表了那旧的时代已经被推翻，新的时代已经预备好了。
And the character of this new regime is the power of his resurrection.
那这个新的时代的特点就是基督耶稣复活的大能。
For instance, in his conversion, Paul has been apprehended by this power.
那举个例子，当使徒保罗信主的时候，他就是被基督耶稣所得着了。
By the power of his resurrection, the persecutor of Christians became a Christian himself.
那因着主耶稣复活的大能，那本来要迫害基督徒的人，自己却成为了基督徒。
While he was riding that high horse,
那他本来是那傲慢自大的。
The Lord Jesus laid his hand upon Apostle Paul.
那主耶稣却把他的手按在保罗的身上。
He fell to the earth and was blinded by the light.
他就扑倒在地，眼因那大光不再能见。
He had to be led into the city.
他被带进城里。
One of the men whom he determined to persecute had to come and pray for him.
他本所定义要捆绑的弟兄却来为他祷告。
And this apprehension was so powerful.
那主是这样大能的来得着了他。
Paul had never gotten away from it.
所以他自己就没有违背那意向。
He always say that he was the bond slave of Jesus Christ.
他总是称自己为耶稣基督的仆人。
This arrest was so powerful that he left a permanent mark in his body.
那主这样的一个得着或捆绑是如此的有能，甚至在他身上留下了这样的印记。
Paul was saying, I'm bearing the marks of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说，我身上带着耶稣的印记。
Brothers and sisters, the power of his resurrection is his ground of every beginning.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督复活的大能是他每一个新的开始的那个根基。
Bring us to a new apprehension and knowledge of Christ.
让我们对基督有新的认识和
理解。A new relationship with one another.
也让我们与其他人能够有一个新的关系。
A new testimony to the world.
也让我们向着世界有一个新的见证。
The resurrection constitutes entirely new creation.
因为主的复活完全成就了一个新的人。
The Bible tells us that Jesus appeared at least 10 times over 40 days after he rose from the dead.
那圣经告诉我们主从死里复活之后40天里有显现十次。
Remember our Lord Jesus spent 40 days after baptism in the wilderness.
记得主耶稣在受洗之后曾在旷野待过40天吗？
So he spent 40 days in the wilderness before his ministry.
所以在他侍奉开始之时他曾在旷野待过40天。
Then he spent 40 days after his resurrection.
那同样在主复活之后他也在地上停留40天。
The first 40 days, Jesus was proved to be the Son of God.
在第一个40天里主耶稣被证实为神的儿子。
Not only he was the Son of God,
不仅他本身就是神的儿子。
He lived his life on this earth according to the position of Son of God.
并且他在地上生活所表现出来的也完全与他是神的儿子的地位相符。
There was no carnality in him.
在他里面没有任何的肉体。
He was proved that he was a spiritual man.
他被证实为一个属灵的人。
What about the last 40 days?
但那后边的40天呢？
He appeared to more than 10 people.
他至少向十个人显现。
What was the reason for the last 40 days?
那这最后40天的原因或者目的是什么呢？
He wants to reveal to all of us, what does it take to go from the natural man to a spiritual man?
因为他要向我们众人启示如何从一个自然的人成为一个属灵的人。
So this morning we will just look at three instances.
所以早上我们要来看三处。
And from those three instances to learn, how can we go from the carnal man to the spiritual man?
那从这三次主的显现，我们要一同来看如何从一个属肉体的人变化成为一个属灵的人。
We'll look at Mary Magdalene.
我们要先来看抹大拉的玛利亚。
Then the two disciples on the Emmaus road.
那再来看那两个在以马忤斯路上的门徒。
And finally, Apostle Peter.
那最后我们要来看使徒彼得。
The first person to whom our Lord Jesus Christ appeared after his resurrection was Mary Magdalene.
在主耶稣复活之后，他首先是向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。
Early on Sunday after Jesus died on the cross and was buried.
在主耶稣被钉死埋葬之后的那个主日的早晨
，Mary went to the tomb and saw.That the stone had been removed from the entrance.
玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头已经从坟墓挪开了。
So he came to Simon, Peter, and John.
所以他就去到彼得和约翰那里。
Simon, Peter, and John ran to the tomb and looked. Indeed, they saw an empty tomb.
西门彼得和约翰就跑到坟墓旁，他们就看到实在那坟墓已经空了。
Then they went home.
然后他们就回家了。
And Mary.Stood outside the tomb crying.
然而玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭。
Then he saw two men in the tomb.
然后他就看到有两个人在那坟墓里。
The angel asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?"
那天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？
Mary said, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him."
他就说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
At this time.Mary turned around and saw Jesus standing there.
那时玛利亚转过身来看见耶稣站在那里。
But he did not realize that it was Jesus.
但他却不知道是耶稣。
Then Jesus said to her, Mary.
然后耶稣对他说玛利亚。
For then she turned around and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni.
玛利亚转过来用希伯来话对他说拉波尼。
Then we want to focus on the last verse.Then Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me."
然后我们要来看最后一点，就是耶稣说，不要摸我。
For I have not yet ascended to the Father.
因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
Much can be said from Jesus' manifestation to Mary Magdalene.
那我们对耶稣向玛利亚的显现可以有很多的解读。
But we will focus on one thing.
今天我们要来看的是一点。
What has changed in Mary?
就是玛利亚有什么样的改变。
The translation of that first phrase, Do not hold on to me.
那就是不要摸我这个词的翻译，这句话的翻译。
You can tell English is different from my brother's translated Mandarin.
那这个中文和英文是有一些不同。
The New International Version and NASB translated correctly, do not hold on to me.
那新国际版和新美国标准版圣经在这里的翻译是准确的，那里事实上讲到是不要抓住我不放。
Because by the time Mary Magdalene might already touch the Lord Jesus.
因为那时抹大拉的玛利亚可能已经摸着了主耶稣。
And just a few verses later, Jesus allowed woman to touch his feet.
那不过几节圣经之后呢，主耶稣也允许其他的妇人来摸他的脚。
And Jesus invited Thomas to touch him.
那主耶稣也请多马来摸他。
So do not hang on to me is the correct translation.
所以不要抓住我不放才是正确的翻译。
This is so important because this has something to do with the change in resurrection.
那这一点是非常重要的，因为这与那改变有关。
Now after all that Mary had experienced and gone through, he was not letting Jesus go again.
因为在玛利亚经过了这么多之后，他是不会再让主耶稣离开的。
Finally, he got him back, and he was keeping him.
那终于呢，他又得着了主，他在那里好像要抓住主不放。
Mary loved the Lord Jesus.
玛利亚是非常的爱主的。
He loved to possess Christ.
他也渴望能够得着主。
But Jesus was telling Mary, there is a new way of possessing Christ.
但耶稣却告诉玛利亚，要得着基督有一个新的道路。
No, this is a new creation.
那现在就是那个新造的人。
Represent the change from outward to inward.
那代表的就是这个改变是从外边到里边。
And this is the very essence of the new creation.
那这也是那新造的人的根基。
It is a change from earthly to heavenly.
是一个从属地的向属天的改变。
Mary naturally desired to possess Christ, but not letting him go.
那很自然的，玛利亚要来得着基督，就是抓住他不放。
But she did not know that day had come.
但她却不知道那日已经来到。
In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, my Father in me, you in me, and I in you.
主耶稣讲到，到那日你们就知道我在父里边，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
So we are in Christ and Christ in us.
所以我们在基督里面，基督也在我们里面。
This is the change in resurrection.
这是在复活当中的改变。
This is a new way to possess Christ.
这也是我们能够得着基督的新的方法。
We no longer need to hang on Jesus physically.
因为我们不再需要用手来抓住他。
Because Jesus is in us.
因为基督在我们里面。
And we are in him.
我们也在他的里面。
For this to become a reality, Jesus had to ascend to the Father.
那为要这个成为实际，耶稣就要升到父的那里。
The high priest must enter through that tabernacle.
大祭司要进到那帐幕里。
Jesus was to enter the most holy place once for all.
耶稣要一次进入至圣所。
presenting his own blood to obtain eternal redemption.
用自己的血成了那永远赎罪的事。
Now we understand the word of the Lord.
那现在我们就能明白神的话。
Do not hang on to me.
不要抓住我不放。
For I have not yet ascended to the Father.
因我还没有升上去见我的父。
Jesus was saying, "Let me go to the Father to obtain eternal redemption."
耶稣是说，让我到父那里去，成就永远赎罪的事。
So that you are in me and I in you.
好叫你们在我里边，我也在你们里面。
Jesus was saying to Mary.
耶稣是对玛利亚说
，There is a holding on which is unto loss.
若你要抓住我的话呢，就会有所失。
But there is a letting go, which is unto gain.
但若你能放开我的话，就要得着。
Mary understood.
玛利亚明白。
He understood this change in resurrection.
他明白这个复活之后的改变。
So he became a messenger of ascension.
所以他就成为这个升天的信息的使者。
What an honor to give a message.To disciples,
这是何等的一个荣耀！因为他能够把信息传给使徒们。
Mary, from whom Jesus had previously cast out 7 demons,
主曾从玛利亚身里赶出过7个鬼。
And he became a messenger of the preachers.
那他就成为那向传道人来传信息的人。
What an honor to have such a message!
那何等的荣耀，能够得着这样的一个信息
！You know, God sent angels to deliver the message of incarnation.
因为神曾派遣天使来传他那个道成肉身的信息。
But God chose Mary Magdalene to deliver the message of ascension.
然而，神却拣选了抹大拉的玛利亚，让他来传讲那升天的信息。
I am ascending to my Father and your Father.
我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父。
I'm sending to the Father so that my Father could become your Father.
我要升上去见我的父，好叫我的父也成为你们的父。
If Jesus did not ascend to the heaven, then his Father will not become my Father.
如果耶稣没有升到父那里去，他的父不会成为你我的父。
His God, my God.
他的神也是我们的神。
This is accomplished in resurrections.
这是借着复活所成就的。
Brothers and sisters, what a message delivered by Mary.
弟兄姐妹，玛利亚所传的是何等的信息。
What a message that delivered to us today.
今天我们所得着的也是何等的信息。
Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene to reveal to her a fuller and more enduring way of possessing Christ.
那耶稣向玛利亚显现，就向他启示了那更丰富、存到永远的来得着基督的方法。
So later, when Jesus ascended to the heaven, we did not see Mary Magdalene crying anymore.
所以，当最后主耶稣升到天上的时候，我们没有看到圣经再记录玛利亚来哭。
This is the content of the first appearance.
那这就是那个第一次的这个显现的那个背景。
What immense content the first appearance of the risen Lord.
这是何等的一个经历，就是那复活的主。
In this tearful and glorious moment, the Lord laid the foundation of his relationship with the church.
就在这充满泪水却荣耀的时刻，主就为着他的教会，他的与教会的这个关系来立下了那个根基。
By the power of his resurrection, Mary Magdalene was set free.
借着他复活的大能，玛利亚得着自由。
He was letting go of Jesus for the eternal gain of his presence.
他能够放下耶稣，却得着永远他的同在。
Let's look at the second instance.
下面我们来看第二次的现象。
The two disciples on the Emmaus road.
就是在以马忤斯路上的两个门徒。
The story of the Emmaus Road could be described as the story of 7.5 miles transformed by the risen Lord.
那这以马忤斯路上的故事也可以讲说是与复活的主同行七里半被改变的故事。
There are two disciples, perhaps their home was Emmaus.
这两个门徒也许他们的家就在以马忤斯。
At some time they come into discipleship with Jesus.
那曾经他们是主耶稣的门徒。
And their time with the Lord Jesus create in their heart a hope that one day the Lord Jesus will redeem Israel.
他们与主曾与主在一起的时候，让他们心中有这样的盼望，就是主耶稣有一天要赎回以色列。
They esteem the Lord Jesus as a prophet, mighty in deeds and in his works.
他们尊重耶稣，看他是一个说话行事蛮有大能的先知。
But then the cloud began to gather.
然而呢，乌云在地平线上慢慢的聚拢。
Rumbling of the storm.
暴风雨前的雷声渐响。
Finally, the storm broke. Jesus was killed and buried.
那终于这暴风来到，耶稣被杀被埋葬。
Their hope was scattered.
他们的希望破碎了。
Their vision was desolated.
他们的意象昏暗了。
Their minds were perplexed.
他们的心中也充满了迷茫。
Then they heard the rumors.That Jesus was alive.
然后他们就听到有人说主耶稣已经活了。
But rumor was not enough.
然而这个人的传说是不够的。
So they were on their way back to the Emmaus.
所以他们就又踏上了回往以马忤斯的路。
As they talked and discussed the things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them.
那他们正彼此谈论相问的时候，耶稣就亲自就近他们，与他们同行。
But their eyes were veiled, and they could not recognize Jesus.
然而他们的眼睛却迷糊了，不认识主。
These two disciples knew the scriptures.
这两个门徒他们熟悉圣经。
But the scripture to them are letters.
然而这些圣经对他们来说不过是文字。
And the letter became the veil.Over their heart.
这文字就成为他们心中的帕子。
Therefore, the things written in the scripture are unfolding in front of their eyes, then they could not recognize it.
所以就是这些文字好像在他们心中成为那个帕子，让他们认不出来。
So Jesus has to explain to them the things concerning himself in the scripture, beginning with Moses.And cover all the prophets.
那耶稣就不得不从摩西和众先知起，把经上所指着自己的话给他们讲解明白。
While Jesus was speaking, the flame upon their heart, which had almost died, began to grow afresh.
当主耶稣与他们说话时，他们心中那几乎死掉的火又重新燃了起来。
As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if.He will continue.
那当他们将近所去的村子的时候，耶稣好像还要往前行。
But they say, "Stay with us, for it is a nearly evening. The day is over."
但他们却强留主说，时候晚了，日头已经平息，请你同我们住下吧。
So Jesus went in to stay with them.
所以耶稣就进去与他们同住。
When Jesus was at the table with them,
当到了坐席的时候
，He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it.And began to give it to them.
耶稣就拿起饼来祝谢了，掰开递给他们。
And their eyes were open to see it was Jesus.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出是主耶稣。
And all of a sudden, Jesus disappeared.
然后忽然主就不见了。
They got up and returned to Jerusalem to tell the good news of resurrections.
他们就立时起身回到耶路撒冷来传讲这复活的好消息。
Now, the union with the risen Lord gave these two disciples a new hope.
那他们与主耶稣的复活主的联合让他们得着新的盼望。
They have a new vision.
他们也有新的意象。
They have a new testimony to give.
他们也有一个新的见证来传讲。
Brothers and sisters, these two disciples knew the scriptures.
弟兄姐妹，这两个门徒他们是熟悉圣经的。
They had the knowledge of Jesus the Nazarene.
他们有关于拿撒勒人耶稣的知识。
They had been associated with him for quite some time.
他们与主耶稣相识有一段时间。
They knew the teaching and his works.
他们也知道主的教训和他的工作。
But they are not better for it.
但他们却没有因此变得更好。
In the time of crisis.
在危机的时候。
Until they met the risen Lord.
直到他们遇到那复活的主。
Brother and sister, the risen Lord is a key.
弟兄姐妹，复活的主就好像一把钥匙。
Not only open the scripture, but also usher us into the power of his resurrection.
不仅打开了圣经，也把那复活主的大能带了进来。
When they return to Jerusalem, they return with open heaven.
当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们把那敞开的天也带了过去。
They return to Jerusalem with a new Bible.
并且他们是带着一本新的圣经。
They return to Jerusalem with a fresh anointing.
他们也带着那新的恩膏。
They had a new vocation.
他们也有新的使命。
They became the messenger of his resurrection.
他们成为传讲主耶稣复活大能的信使。
Although Jesus disappeared from their side at Emmaus,
虽然在以马忤寺时主已经从他们的眼前消失，
but it did not matter anymore.
但这并不再能够来搅扰他们。
They live in the realm of new creation.
因为他们是能够活在那新造的人中。
Let's think deeper. How did they actually experience the power of his resurrection?
让我们再往深处来思想，他们如何能够来真正经历这复活的大能呢？
I think because they experience the brokenness of their soul.
我想是因为他们先经历了自己魂的破碎。
Brother and sister, it's not enough to have objective knowledge.
弟兄姐妹，只有客观上的知识是不够的。
We need spiritual experience.
我们需要属灵上的经历。
Only when their soul were broken.
只有当他们的魂被破碎的时候。
Only when they cry for revelation.
只有当他们来呼求启示的时候。
They were in a position to meet the risen Lord.
他们才在那样的一个准备好了来见主的机会。
The union with the risen Lord on the Emmaus road brought the power of his resurrection to them.
他们在以马忤寺的路上与复活主的联合，能够让把那复活的大能来带给他们。
By the power of his resurrection, the veil that was over their heart was taken away.
那借着主复活的大能，那在他们心中的幔子就被挪去了。
Brothers and sisters, all of us knew the scriptures.
弟兄姐妹，我们都熟悉圣经。
We knew Christ in a certain way.
我们也都从一些方面认识神。
But have we met the risen Christ?
但我们是否遇到过那复活的主？
Has the veil of our heart been taken away?
我们心中的帕子是否已被挪去？
Brother and sister, this is the key.
弟兄姐妹，这是那关键。
It's not how much we know about Jesus.
不是说我们认识主有多少。
It is whether we have met the risen Lord on the Emmaus road.
而是我们是否在以马忤寺的路上遇到过那复活的神。
Now let's turn to the third instance, Apostle Peter.
那现在我们来看第三处，就是使徒彼得。
I think there's one thing that came to our mind quickly about Peter.
那当我们讲到彼得的时候，我想我们心中很快都能想到。
It is how human he is.
就是他在他的里面是完全像人一样。
Peter is just like us.
他和我们没有什么区别。
No, if you look around, just in this room, just look around the people around you, you can actually identify people like Peter.
那如果我们就四处看一看周围的弟兄姐妹的话，很容易就找到彼得。
Peter was a very likable person because he was very transparent.
他非常的让人喜欢，因为彼得好像是透明的人一样。
He's free from self-consciousness.
他没太有什么自觉的意识。
He's always well-meaning.
而且呢，他总是充满着好心。
And he could rise.To great height of his emotion at one moment and drop to a deep depression the next moment.
那在一刻呢，他的感情可以十分的高涨，下一刻呢，他就可以掉入那忧郁的深谷。
And by his self-assurance, he often would took the big risk without counting the cost.
那因为他有这样的自信，所以他常常可以不计代价冒很大的险。
No, it is very easy for us to recognize the flaw of Peter.
那我们也很容易看到彼得他的缺点。
His flaw is his shallowness.
那他的缺点就是这是一个很肤浅的人。
His confidence has a very shallow foundation.
因为他的这个自信没有什么深深的根基。
His cheerfulness would not survive lack of appreciation.
他的高兴若没有人与他同赏的话呢，他很快就会丢失。
He had more beginnings than the completions.
他曾起头过许多的事，却鲜有所成。
Then he often committed himself to a course which he could not sustain.
他也常常承诺自己所不能够做成的事。
Aren't we all like that?
我们不是都这样吗？
I think we're like Peter's.
我想我们就好像彼得一样。
Our emotion goes up and goes down.
我们的感情会有高低。
And we have more beginnings than completions.
我们也曾起头做过很多事，却鲜有所成。
We often commit ourselves to the Lord, which we could not sustain.
我们也常常把自己交托给主，但是呢，却不能够完成自己所承诺的。
It was clear something has to be done in Peter.
那我想很清楚的就是在彼得的身上要来改变一些事情。
So that he could bear the testimony.
好叫他能够来承担这个见证。
How can a person that had emotional high one moment and depression next moment to bear the testimony of Jesus?
如果一个人他一刻情感到了高涨，下一刻他就跌入到这个忧郁的深谷，他如何能够来承担主的见证呢？
How did God remove that shallowness from Peter?
神如何能够拿掉彼得里面的这个肤浅呢？
God used Peter's denial of him 3 times to remove that shallowness from Peter.
神就借着彼得三次不认主这件事情能够拿掉他里面的肤浅。
After finishing the Passover meal, Jesus spoke about the fact that he would be leaving his followers for a place they were not yet able to go.
那当门徒与主吃完那逾越节最后的晚餐之后呢，耶稣就告诉他的门徒他要去的地方门徒们不能到。
Ever curious Peter couldn't hold his tongue any longer. Lord, where are you going?
那好奇的彼得就忍不住问主说，你要往哪里去？
Peter, Jesus told him he couldn't follow him right away, but would later on.
那耶稣就回答说，我去的地方你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。
Peter could not conceive of such a situation. So he said, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you.
彼得就没有办法明白主说的话，他就说，主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿为你舍命。
He thought he had left everything to follow Jesus.
他已经丢下自己所有的来跟随主。
So he swore loyalty to Jesus, even if that meant death.
所以呢，他就向主再一次来宣誓自己的忠诚，即便对他来说呢，可能是死亡。
Imagine Peter's shock when he heard Jesus said.
想象一下，当彼得听到主下面如此说时，他的心中是何等的震惊。
Will you really lay down your life for me?
你愿为我舍命吗？
I tell you the truth. Before rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times.
我实实在在的告诉你，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
We all knew the story by heart.
我们都非常熟悉后面的故事。
But now this morning we want to ask, why did the Lord Jesus allow this to happen?
但早上我们要问的是，主耶稣为什么允许这个事情发生？
If Jesus could predict these things, why couldn't he prevent it?
如果主能够预知这事的话，为什么他不阻止这个事发生呢？
That was focus this morning.
这是我们早上要来关注的点。
We thank Brother Luke.Thank Luke.
我们感谢路加弟兄。
Because Luke was a meticulous person.
因为他是一个一丝不苟的人。
He paid attention to detail.
他非常的注意细节。
He wrote down the key phrase to answer that question.
他就记录了这个问题的答案。
He wrote in Luke chapter 22, verse 31.
他就在路加福音22:31那里记载到。
Simon.Simon, Satan asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。 但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Why did Jesus allow this to happen?
为什么主耶稣允许这事发生呢？
Because Peter need to be sifted.
因为彼得要像被筛麦子一样来筛。
We said that Peter has that shallowness.
我们知道彼得里面有这样的肤浅。
The shallowness was the chef around the wheat.
那这个他的肤浅就好像在这个麦子周围的那个糠一样。
No, it's that chef that caused Peter to behave the way he behaved.
那是这些糠皮让彼得所有的表现就像我们所读到的一样。
For Peter to go on with the Lord.
若要彼得继续的来跟随主。
The chaff has to be removed.
这些糠皮要被除掉。
Therefore, he need to be sifted.
所以他要被筛。
Satan is represented in that verse as having an interest in the downfall of Peter.
那在这里讲到撒旦对彼得的失败好像非常的有兴致。
But sister, this may be news to you. Satan has an interest in downfall of every one of us.
弟兄姐妹，也许这对你来说是一个新的消息，就是撒旦对于我们每一个人失败都很有兴致。
And further, Satan obtained a limited permission from the Lord to sift Peter like wheat.
那之后的话呢，主也允许撒旦在一定的限度程度内来筛彼得。
Now, in some mysterious way, the fall of Peter in his denial of Christ was a working of Satan.
那很奇妙的，好像彼得的失败是撒旦的工作。
It was similar to the experience of wheat in a threshing machine.
就好像这个麦子在打谷机里一样。
And the wheat was relentlessly beaten.
因为这个麦子就要不停地被击打。
What a shaking and ruthless ordeal.
那这是一个何等无情的击打。
But what is the effect?
但结果是什么呢？
It is to make evident between what is false and what is true.
就是要显明什么是虚假的，什么是真实的。
What is worthless, what is real.
什么是没有价值的，什么是实际的。
The chaff is false.
那糠是假的，是虚假的。
The chaff is worthless.
那糠是没有价值的。
The wheat itself is true and real.
而那麦子的本身是那真实的，是实际的。
The sifting separate the chaff from the wheat.
那筛就能够把糠从麦子当中来分离出来。
Then the sifter to gather his wheat into the barn and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
那筛麦子的人就要把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
So who was the sifter?
谁是那个筛麦子的人呢？
Who was the sifter?
谁是筛麦子的人呢？
On the surface, it looked like the Satan was the sifter.
从表面来看，撒旦好像是那筛麦子的人。
No, Satan was not the sifter.
不，撒旦并不是那筛麦子的人。
Satan was the thrashing machine.
撒旦是那打谷机。
Satan was that fire used to burn up the chaff.
那撒旦就是来烧毁那些糠的那个火。
The Lord was the sifter.
主是那筛麦子的人。
Jesus said, "But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back." Strengthen your brothers.
那主耶稣就这样说，我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Have turned back means have been converted.
那回头以后就是说被改变之后。
The purpose of the Lord is for Peter to strengthen his brother for testimony.
那耶稣的目的是为了让彼得能够来为着神的见证坚固他的弟兄。
But for the strengthening of brethren, Peter had to be converted from a carnal man into a spiritual man.
但若要来兼顾他的弟兄，彼得要先从一个属肉体的人变成一个属灵的人。
And this conversion was done by separating the chaff from the wheat.
那这个改变就是把这个糠和麦子分开。
And burning out all the chaff.
并且把那些糠全都烧掉。
Peter's shallowness was the manifestation of the chaff.
那彼得的肤浅正是他里面的这个糠所表明出来的。
And God used Satan as his tool to sift Peter.
那主就用撒旦来除掉彼得里面的这个肤浅。
And mold Peter into his vessel.
并且把彼得磨成他的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you a few questions concerning Peter.
弟兄姐妹，关于彼得，我要问你们几个问题。
I want brothers and sisters to think deeply, and you will be amazed the power of his resurrection.
那你要仔细的思想，就会为主耶稣那复活的大能所成就的感到惊奇。
Listen carefully.
请大家仔细听。
I will ask you four questions.
我要问你们四个问题。
Number one.
第一。
How could the Peter of the court of the high priest become the Peter of Pentecost.
那个在大祭司园中的彼得是如何转变成为了五旬节的彼得呢？
How could it happen?
这事是如何发生的？
Like two different men.
就好像是两个完全不同的人。
How could that Peter, the same Peter,
那这个同
of the court of high priest become the Peter of Pentecost?
这个在大祭司园中的彼得是如何转变成为了那五旬节的彼得呢？
Number two.
第二。
How could Peter, the denier, become the Peter of the house of Cornelius?
那个不认主的彼得如何成为了在哥尼流家中的彼得呢？
In the house of Cornelius, Peter testified for Jesus in front of Gentiles.
在哥尼流的家中，彼得在外邦人的面前来为主做见证。
How could this denier of Jesus become the witness for Jesus in front of Gentiles?
这个曾不认主的彼得如何能够成为在外邦人的面前为主做见证的彼得呢？
Number three.
第三。
How could a Peter who cut off someone's ear?In the Garden of Gethsemane, become the Peter, a peaceful sleeper in prison.
那这个在克西马尼园中曾经把别人的耳朵砍掉的彼得，如何能够成为那个在监牢当中安然入睡的彼得呢？
You can see the anxiety of Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane as compared to the peace in Peter in prison.
你可以想象在克西马尼园中彼得心中的那个担忧与他在那个监牢当中心中的平安。
How could that Peter become this Peter?
那个彼得如何能够转化成为这个彼得呢？
How could the Peter the fisherman become the Peter of the letters which go by his name?
那个是一个渔夫的彼得又如何成为能够写出彼得书信的彼得呢？
Marvelous!It is marvelous.
这是何等的奇妙。
We must say, how could this be?
我们要问这究竟怎么成就的呢？
We have a hymn saying, how could that be?
我们有一首诗歌就是
何能如此。
何能如此。
Brother and sister, every one of us should have this experience and we say, how could this be?
我们每一个人都会有这样的问题，何能如此？
If we meet the risen Christ, then we will say, how could this be?
如果我们见到那复活的主，我们都要来问何能如此。
This is the reason that the Peter's denial of Jesus is recorded in the Bible four times.
这就是为什么彼得不认主这件事被四次记录在圣经里。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they all record this thing.
马太福音、马可福音、路加福音、约翰福音全都记载这件事情。
John was his dear brother.
那约翰就是他亲爱的弟兄。
John actually meticulously write that down.
但那约翰还特别的细致地记下了这件事情。
And Mark was very close to Peter.
马可与彼得是非常亲近的。
We sometimes say the Mark is gospel according to Peter.
那常常我们也把马可福音称为彼得福音。
Mark wrote this down.
马可记录下了这件事。
And when Mark records the story of resurrection, he specifically records Jesus' word like this.
那当马可记录下这个主耶稣的复活的时候，他特别写道。
He appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
那他先向彼得显现，又向十二个门徒显现。
No one knew this except Peter, right?
除了彼得，没有人知道这件事。
So Mark wrote down, Jesus actually appeared to Peter alone before he appeared to the 12.
所以马可记录下来，主耶稣在向十二门徒显现之前，先向彼得显现。
Through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, Peter's chaff had been burned up.
借着耶稣的死和复活，在彼得里面的糠被烧尽了。
And the eternal life, the heavenly life, was imparted into Peter.
那个永远的生命，那个属天的生命，就赐给了彼得。
Through the sifting, Apostle Peter come to know what apostle was so fond of speaking about.
那借着这个筛，彼得就找到了那个使徒保罗所常常提到的。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
By the power of his resurrections, the chaff of Peter was removed.
借着耶稣基督复活的大能，彼得里面的糠被除掉了。
Now we need to come to the closing of this time.
那现在我们要来总结。
I'd like to close by making three statements.
我要来说三个论述。
Statement number one.
第一个论述。
Resurrection is God's answer to every challenge.
复活是神对每一个挑战的答案。
Brother and sister, resurrection is God's answer to every challenge.
弟兄姐妹，复活是神对我们每一个挑战的答案。
That is the greatest power against God's work and purpose.
那神是死是那与神的工作和目的为敌的最大的能力。
Therefore, Satan will try everything possible to bring death to us.
所以撒旦要尽他一切的所能把死带到我们的里面。
There's so many different ways today that Satan used to bring death to us.
那撒旦就用各种各样的方法把死带到我们的里面。
Unless we recognize this, we are often were brought to death without even knowing that.
有的时候我们甚至没有意识到就被带入了死的里边。
Now, some of the saints was telling in their sharing said, they feel so good on Sunday.
那有的时候我们分享说，在这个主日我们感觉如此的棒。
But on Monday, things began to change.
然而周一开始事情就慢慢改变。
What is the differences between Sunday and Monday?
周一与主日星期天有什么不同呢？
Because we are spiritually protected on Sunday.
因为在周日的时候我们在灵的里面被保守。
It is quite hard for Satan to bring death to us while we're talking about his word.
因为当我们在谈论主的话的时候，撒旦是很难把死带进来的。
Depend on what you're doing during the day of Monday.
那在周一的时候依据你做的事情的不同，
Satan will try to bring death to you.
撒旦会尝试把死带到你的里边。
And death is the greatest power in this universe against man.
那死是在这个宇宙当中来与人为敌最大的能力。
Against man's labors, man's hope, and man's well-being.
来与我们的工作，与我们的盼望，与我们的健康为敌。
Outside of God, there is no power in this universe as great as death.
那除了神以外，死就是这个宇宙当中最大的能力。
When the death has done its work,There is nothing that can reverse or destroy it.
当死来成就了他所要做的事的时候呢，就没有什么能够来使他回转。
We thank God that there is one power that exceeds the power of death.
但我们感谢神，因为有一个能力是胜过死的能力，
which is the power of his resurrection.
就是他复活的大能。
Therefore, Paul used the phrase the exceeding power, exceeding greatness of power.
所以保罗这样讲到，那复活的能力是何等浩大。
He was describing the resurrection of Christ from the dead.
那他就用这样的一个词来形容耶稣是从死里复活。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be set free like Mary Magdalene.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当像抹大拉的玛利亚一样，能够来得着自由。
We're often crying and said, "Where is the Lord?"
我们常常呼求主啊，你在哪里？
We need to be set free.
我们应当得着自由。
The Lord is in us.
因为主在我们的里面。
We are in Christ.
我们在基督的里面。
No need to cry anymore.
不需要再这样的呼求。
We need to be set free.
我们应当得着自由。
Our veil need to be taken away.
我们的帕子需要被除掉。
We cannot only have objective knowledge.
我们不应该只有客观的知识。
Objective knowledge could become a veil over our heart.
那客观的知识可能成为我们心中的帕子。
Our veil needs to be taken away.
我们的帕子要被除掉。
Our shaft need to be removed.
我们里面的糠要被除掉。
We all have shaft.
我们都有糠。
Everyone has different shaft.
每个人的糠也许不同。
It doesn't really matter what kind of shaft you have.
不管你有多少的糠都不没有什么要紧。
They all need to be removed.
因为他们都要被除掉。
The power of his resurrection is his answer to every challenge.
因为他复活的大能是神对我们每一个挑战的答案。
The second statement.
第二个。
Resurrection is now and not later.
那复活就在今天而不是将来。
Let's not make the same mistake like Martha,
让我们不要犯玛利亚一样的马大一样的错误。
He said concerning her brother Lazarus who had died.
那当他讲到这个拉萨路的死的时候呢
？Then she said, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day."
他就说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
Resurrection is not something in the future for us.
复活对我们来说并不是将来的事。
For the moment when we believe in the Lord Jesus and receive Him, we experience resurrection.
因为当我们信主接受他的那一刻，我们就得着了这个复活。
We receive the resurrection of the Spirit when we first believe in Him.
当我们初信主的时候，我们就得着了灵里的复活。
And we'll receive the resurrection of our body in the last day.
我们要在末后来得着身体的复活。
Brothers and sisters, resurrection is our birthright.
弟兄姐妹，复活是我们每一个人与生俱来的权利。
Resurrection is now.
复活就在此刻。
It's not later.
并不是将来。
All three instances, Mary Magdalene,The two disciples and Peter experienced that power of resurrection while they were still alive.
我们刚才提到的这三个例子，抹大拉的玛利亚，两个门徒以及彼得，当他们还活着的时候，就已经经历了这个复活。
They didn't wait until the last day.
他们没有等到那最后一日。
There's no need for us to wait until the last day to experience the power of his resurrection.
我们不需要等到将来再来经历他复活的大能。
We are in new creation.
我们就在这新造的人里。
We live in a new routine.
我们是活在一个新的时
代里。The old routine had gone, had passed away.
那旧的国度已经过去。
Do not live in the old routine anymore.
不要再活在那旧的国里。
Then we can experience the power of his resurrection now.
我们此刻就能够来经历他复活的大能。
The third statement.
第三个论述。
Resurrection is a daily experience.
复活是我们每天当有的经历。
The great fact is that church and believers are intended to be the vessel of the testimony of Jesus.
那教会和每一个基督徒都乐意来做耶稣基督的见证的器皿。
The testimony of Jesus is that God God raised Christ from the dead, and he lives by indestructible life.
耶稣基督的见证就是他被神从死里复活，并且如今活着的是一个不能毁坏的生命。
Whoever has Christ in them will have that same eternal life.
凡信耶稣的在他里面都有着永远的生命。
There may be allowed many assaults of death.
也许会有很多来自死亡的攻击。
Many deep and dark experiences.
也许我们会有很多又黑暗又深刻的经历。
But resurrection is always God's answer to faith.
但复活是神对信心的这个回答。
No wonder Paul said this kind of phrase again and again.
所以难怪使徒保罗常常这样说。
Paul said it multiple times in multiple places.
那保罗曾在多处多次的讲到。
But all convey the same idea.
但所表达的都是同样的一个信息。
One example in 2 Corinthians chapter 4:11,
就在哥林多后书第四章第十节那里，他讲到
，Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Paul was saying.Resurrection is our daily experience.
保罗就是在说，复活是我们每一天的经历。
It's not only occur on the day we were saved.
并不只在我们得救的那一天。
We bear in our body the dying of the Lord.
我们是身上常带着耶稣的死。
And we manifest the life of Christ.Through our body every day.
也使耶稣的生每天都显明在我们身上。
So resurrection can be experienced every single day.
所以复活是我们每一天都可以经历的。
Brothers and sisters, remember these three statements.
弟兄姐妹请记着刚才这三个论述。
Resurrection is God's answer to every challenge in our life.
复活是神对我们生活当中每一个挑战的答案。
Resurrection is now and not later.
复活是现在就可以经历的，而不是要等到将来。
Resurrection is a daily experience.
并且复活是我们每一天都可以经历的。
May the Lord bless His own words.
愿神来祝福他自己的话。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so grateful for this morning.
父，我们为着早上的时间何等的感恩。
You are the living God.
你是那一位活的神。
Open our eyes to see you live in us.
求你开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你活在我们里面。
You live in us now.
你此刻就活在我们里面。
There's no need to search you elsewhere.
不需要再到别处去寻找你。
Because we live in a new creation.
因为我们是活在这新人的里边。
Christ in us.We are in Christ.
基督在我里边，我也在基督里边。
Bring us into this reality.
求你把我们带到这样的实际里。
Through the power of your resurrection.
借着你复活的大能。
Save us from the letter of your words.
主啊，求你救我们脱离，走出你这个单单的字句。
Bring us into the spirit of the word.
带我们进入到这话语的灵里。
Remove that veil from our heart.
能够除掉我们心中的幔子。
We thank you that you have made provision to remove the chaff in our life.
我们感谢你供应一切我们所需的，也除掉我们生活当中的糠。
May all of us recognize the hand of the sifter in our life.
愿我们能够认出那在我们生活当中那个筛糠人的手。
So that all chaff can be removed.
好叫所有的糠都能够被除掉。
We thank you that you are so faithful to us.
我们感谢你向着我们是何等的信实。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.